if you're going to use the free platforms, you have to feed the beast. You got to feed the feed over and over and over again.
StayAllDay.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to be findable. Before we get into that, I remind you all of a couple things. First of all, my daily motivation text and Monday motivation text, they go out every day and every Monday, respectively, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day or your week. And you should be getting these. All you got to do to beginning them is be a member of my text community. And it's free to join. My number is 305-384-6894. As soon as you text us, you'll get a response from our bot that'll verify you. And then you'll have an option of choosing how often you want to hear from us directly. If you don't immediately get a response from our bot, that means that we're still dealing with some technical difficulties with the text. As soon as we get that fixed, you'll be getting those messages straight to your phone consistently, as I just told you. So stay tuned. If you haven't joined yet, just send a text to that number anyway. So when we do get it working, I'm pretty sure we'll have already backed all of everybody's numbers. So we'll get that moving when it's ready. Next, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to be a coaching member of Work on Your Game University, if you would like to be a person who has direct access to me, if you like to be someone who now can have access to the insights and the strategies and the mindsets and the systems that will help you take whatever you are doing right now to the level at which you want it to get, and you would like to do it urgently, you like to do it faster, you like to take, let's say, your time frame that you're dealing with right now and collapse that time frame by about anywhere from 60 to 90%. If you would like to do that, how about you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see everything that we're doing in our program, and you can schedule a time to have a conversation with us where we can find out where you're at, where you want to go, what you feel like might be in your way, and then we can tell you how we could help you if we see you as a good fit for what we're doing. That's all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. So with those things out of the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is how to be findable. Now, it's always a great day for any professional, any entrepreneur, when someone who you were not looking for and maybe didn't even know existed instead happens to be looking for you or looking for something that you offer, and they find you. And that leads to a new opportunity that you had not planned for nor expected. Isn't that usually a good day when someone who you didn't even know and you didn't even know that they were looking in your direction, but they were either looking in your direction or they were looking for you specifically, either one, either way, they end up in your space and you end up having an opportunity on your hands that, again, you weren't even planning for. Isn't that good? That's a great thing, right? Now, understand something. This can only happen when you place yourself in places in which you could possibly be found. Now, you can't get found if you're not in a place to be found. In other words, if you're hiding, people are probably not going to find you unless they're specifically looking for you and they're really, really motivated to find you. Otherwise, if you're hiding, and when I say hiding, I don't mean intentionally hiding, but if you're not in a place where you can be found, then you might as well be hiding. That's what I mean here. But if you're not in a place where you can be found, i.e. hiding, then most people, unless they know you and they really, really, really need to get to you personally, they're probably not going to come looking for you. Everybody understand what I'm saying here? So in other words, if you flip this around, you want to be putting yourself in a position to where opportunity can exist for you, where opportunity can happen for you, and such that your prior preparation positions you to meet that opportunity when it shows up. In other words, you want the preparation and the opportunity to meet. Opportunity is someone looking for you and or something that you can offer or help them with. And the preparation is you being in a place in which you are findable so that the person who is looking and they're looking for something that either you are or that you offer, they come across you. All right, that's what you want. Preparation, opportunity, meeting results in what? It's a four-letter word, starts with the letter L. It is called luck. All right, if you want to get lucky and you need preparation, opportunity to meet, which means the opportunity is already out there. There are already people out there looking for something that you're offering. The preparation is you positioning yourself to be the something that they find. That's what we're going to talk about here today. Point number one. Today's topic, once again, is how to be findable. Number one, position yourself where people are looking. Novel idea, right? You want to get found, you have to go to where people are looking. I'll tell you an example. Now, this person kind of flubbed the process, but I'll give you this example anyway, because he did actually follow this point. So when I was in Lithuania, Kaunas, Lithuania, this is early in my basketball career. And at this time, there was a guy who came from Detroit, Michigan. I don't remember his actual name. I just remember him as Detroit. I wrote an article about this guy. And we were all out in a club in Kaunas one particular night. So it was me. There was one other American on my team. And then we had an African guy. He was black. You wouldn't know he was African until you heard him talk or he told you. And he was a 7 feet tall African guy. He black guy. My other teammate, Mike, he was black. He was from New York. And then this guy, Detroit, he was only there with us for maybe 2 or 3 days. And then the team got rid of him. But anyway, this particular night, he was with us. And we all went out to this club in Kaunas. And as we're in the club, and any of you who has never been, if you're an American, you've never been overseas, especially if you're a black guy and you're tall, like basketball height size. Everybody knows that you're a basketball player and you're in countries like this one. Now, there are some countries where it's normal to see dark-skinned people, like places like France or London. There are black people just walking around normally. But in places like Kaunas, Lithuania, there are no black people just normally walking around. So when they see you, they know that you're a basketball player. You stand out very well without even trying. And this guy, Detroit, was trying a little bit too hard while we're in this club. So we're in the club. Ain't no other black guys in there. So everybody knows who we are. And this guy, Detroit, I guess he wanted to make the most of his opportunity while he was in town. Let's just call it that. So while we're in the club and these people we're like sitting in these seats near the dance floor where we can see everyone, everyone can see us. But Detroit, I guess he felt like the action wasn't happening fast enough for him. So this is what he does. And those of you who've been in nightclubs or bars before, especially ones that are crowded, and this one was pretty crowded, you know that there's like a stream of people walking around in certain aspects, especially in nightclubs, like dance clubs. So there are a stream of people walking by in front of us where we're hanging out, where we're standing, where we're posted up. Again, everyone can see us. But Detroit, again, he wanted more attention. So he stands right in the middle of the lane where people are walking. Like he stands literally right in the middle of it. So if you wanted to walk by where we were, you had to walk around him because he just stood there to make sure that you saw him. Now, he wasn't a super big guy. He's about 6 feet tall. But he's there. So you got to walk around this guy. And he was doing this because he was trying to get one of the females' attention. Now, I'm from Philadelphia and I come from the hood. So I know how men from this environment are. And he was from the hood. He's from a different city, but same mentality. And this is what men do in these cities. This is what they do. And any ladies listening to this who have dealt with men from these environments or you're from these environments, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is what they do when they're at home. And he was over in Europe doing this exact same thing. The sad ending to Detroit's story was this did not work. None of the women was interested in him, even though they all saw him and he made sure they saw him. But the whole point of me sharing this little anecdote here is this. He was following point number one. He didn't follow the rest of the points and he didn't follow it the right way, but he did follow it, which is he positioned himself where people were looking. He put himself in a position where you had no choice but to notice that he was there. Now, just because people notice that you're there doesn't mean your entire job is done. That's why I'm giving you more than one point. So don't just take this one point and run with it. So I'm giving you an example of someone kind of doing it right, but also doing it wrong at the same time, if you're catching what I'm saying here. So if you're trying to get a higher paying job, for example, let's say you want a job and or you just want to get hired for a job, period. Let's say not even a hired job, just a job. You probably want to have your resume and profile on some job boards to where people who are hiring might see you. All right, this is a way of positioning yourself where people are looking. This is where people are hiring on a job board or maybe hiring, right? And they will be looking around for somebody, possibly, hopefully, like you. Therefore, you are positioning yourself to get found by someone who may not know you, but they see you and now they may want to know you. So again, my guy Detroit, back in Kaunas, he had this part right, but he didn't get the rest of it. And we'll get to that in a minute. So Now, it's possible that you may get found, again, by somebody who doesn't know you. Now they're seeing you and they may want to know you. But if you're not there in the first place and they're looking, they can't find you. And understand, that might be the only place that they look. So if you're not there, they won't see you. This is the same when it comes to the content that you publish. Any of you in the thought leadership space, any of you entrepreneurs, any of you running the marketing departments of your business, content you publish and your presence online needs to be in a place where people with whom you would like to engage happen to hang out, gather, or browse. In other words, you need to be where you can be found. So if you have a website, for example, and you post a lot of content on your website, understand that a person who does not know that you exist is never going to come to your website. The solution to this traditionally has been what they call search engine optimization, or SEO. You figure out a way to get, or you get someone who knows how, to get your content to rank, as they say, in Google searches, so that if someone searches the topic underwater basket weaving that you write about on your website, that hopefully some results from your website pop up. And now, because they saw it on Google, now they click over to your website. Hopefully it happens that way. Another thing that you can do by cutting out that middleman of search is to just post your content in places where people do normally look, such as LinkedIn or TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or YouTube, and places where people usually look at by default. And that's the first place they look, or maybe the only place they look when they're looking for a certain thing, or maybe not looking for anything at all, but they could stumble upon you. And there's a whole lot of different schools of thought of this. I could do a whole course on this, and I will be putting out a whole course on these things in the very near future when it comes to marketing, getting yourself found, and just getting yourself seen, heard, and known in the business space. I'm going to be doing a lot of course in the marketing and business space, getting very specific, getting to very specific niches. So I'll do one on this specific subject, again, in the very near future. We got a lot of material coming in the work on your game world, period. But anyway, as I continue my point here, you want to be in a place where people are either looking, or you want to position yourself to where if they are looking, they see you, or where people already hang out, gather, and browse. That's where you want to be. So it is your business to find out and know where these places are and make sure that you have a presence in these places. All right. If you want to get found, you have to go to places where people are looking or where you could possibly get seen. Someone doesn't even have to be looking, but if they see you, they may decide, oh, I'm glad I'm here because that looks like something that I might be interested in, even if they weren't thinking about it when they left the house. You get what I'm saying? And again, that's a metaphor. They could do it on the internet as well. And you want to make sure you have a presence in these places. If, on the other hand, you don't want to be found, well, you want to make sure you don't have a presence in the places where somebody might find you. All right. And this is what many aggregators sell when they're selling to people who are looking to get found in certain industries. So when I was playing basketball, for example, another basketball example, there were platforms out there that would sell players on the opportunity of having their profiles posted on some platform that would allegedly get browsed by hundreds and thousands of basketball teams every single day. So what I said a minute ago, I hope I make sure I said that properly. If you want to be found, you need to be in a place where, again, people are looking. I think I said don't want to be found. If you want to be found. So in the basketball space, what would happen is there would be these aggregate websites that would say, if you pay X amount of dollars, so say give us $1,000 or $300, whatever, we'll put your profile on our website and basketball player. Our website gets browsed every day by hundreds of basketball scouts and agents and managers from all over the world. So you want to have your profile on our website because this gives you an opportunity to possibly get found and possibly live your dream of playing professional basketball. Now, I will tell you, because these websites and people who sell these things do still exist. Let me tell you, any of you as a basketball player or a parent of a basketball player, this sales pitch is complete bullshit. No, you will not get found there. No, you're not going to play pro basketball because your profile is listed on this website with thousands of other people, and there's no way of differentiating you from anybody else who's on that site. Do not fall for this scam. There were a lot of people selling this scam during my playing days. I don't know if they are completely extinct. But if you come across anything that looks or smells like this, it is bullshit. You can even directly email me and I will tell you that it's bullshit. I'll help you out. Or you can send me a DM on any social platform. And when my texts are working, you can send me a text as well. I will help you out and make sure you don't get scammed out of your money and out of your time, because your playing career window is extremely small. So you better not waste any of it. So anyway, many aggregators sell people on this, and it's not just limited to the basketball space. I see this in many spaces. And people will say, well, you pay us money, put your profile on our platform that has a whole bunch of views on our platform, and maybe you can get found that way. They don't say maybe. They say you will get found that way. Or they'll kind of entice you by saying, well, look at all these people who are looking at our stuff. So you want to be here because everybody's going to see this. I'll give you another example. And this is by 2009 or 10. I connected with some guy in Miami. And he was claiming to be a basketball agent, manager, et cetera. And he claimed that he had connections with teams in like Japan and China. And I connected with this guy and he was saying, well, look, I got some teams that play in some leagues down in this part of Miami. You should come play in the game and stuff with us because, you know, I could take a look at what you're doing. And at the time I was available and I was playing in a lot of games at that time. So I went and played. Not because I was believing that this guy was going to be the key to my next move in my career. I could see bullshit from a mile away back then. But he did have a league and there was a game to be played. And I was looking for a game to play. So I said, let me go down there and let's see. Maybe we'll kill two birds with one stone. Worst case scenario, I'll just get to play in the game. So I go down to the game. And this is in South Miami. And this is a neighborhood in Miami. And this guy, before the game, he gathered all of us players. Maybe about 7 or 8 of us. Before the game, and he said, hey, look, I want y'all to understand, because he had a little camera with him. This guy had his camera. And he said, well, I want y'all to understand that the footage from this game, I'm sending this to coaches over in Japan and in Taiwan. So y'all play hard, show your game, do your thing. You know, this might be an opportunity to get on. And I could see in the eyes of my teammates, the temporary teammates for this one game, that they all were really buying into what this guy was saying. Because unlike myself, these guys hadn't made the investments into themselves to go in places where they needed to be seen for real in places that were real investments and there were real opportunities. This guy with a camera down in South Miami was full of shit. I doubt he had ever gotten anybody signed to a contract. But in the basketball space, just like in the, this happens a lot in the entertainment world. Any of you who's ever been in the actor or acting spaces, this happens. Any of you ever been in theater, this happens. Any of you ever been in the music business, this happens. You have these bad actors, different term when I say bad actors, these people who position themselves as managers or scouts, and they say they can help you get an opportunity. They are full of shit. They can't do anything. They're just trying to make it seem like they're somebody. And what they often end up doing is exploiting the people who are trying to get on by selling you dreams of what they can help you do. Maybe you can tell I give a whole topic on just that subject alone. We're not going to do that today, but I will do it sometime in the future. So now I was playing basketball. There were a lot of people and platforms that would do this. And again, it was all complete nonsense, just scams, scamming people out of their money. And I know a lot of people who have been scammed out of money based on these false premises. So when I was playing ball, there'd be platforms to sell players this opportunity. Get on this platform, you'll get browsed by other people. And there are people still selling this nonsense in any industry, especially the entertainment spaces. And it happens a lot in the entertainment space simply because people are willing to basically do anything to get into the entertainment world. And any of you follows anything that goes on in the entertainment world, like especially the music and the like TV spaces, you know, when I say people will do anything to get on, people will do anything to get on. And they get exploited by people who know that they will do anything to get on, if you get what I'm saying. You can read up on those things. So this brings us, again, being that people are still doing this brings you back to your skill of discernment. All right, your ability to see through the bullshit for what it is will save you a lot of time and other resources. And this is why I'm offering myself as a resource to help you from getting scammed. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com to get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to be findable. Number two, be consistent in your activity. You want to be found, you got to be consistent. All right, just because you were out there yesterday. Well, maybe the person who needs to find you wasn't there yesterday. So are you going to be out there again, ever again, to where the person who might need you might be there at the same time as you? Once you have decided on the place where you want to be found or who you want to be found by, and you have placed yourself where they could find you, you got to be consistent in your activity on or in those spaces. For example, if you're going to get found on YouTube, you need to be publishing to YouTube consistently. You can't just make one video and then wonder, hey, why is nobody coming and clicking on the link in my description? You got to post videos consistently in order to get found. People might not see your first video or your third one or your 10th one, but they might see video number 17. If you want to get found through your podcast, publish your podcast. As it be coming out often enough that somebody might catch it. If you're going to write, you get the idea. Everybody follow what I'm saying here. So if you're going to be found, you got to be consistent in your dealings. Going back to basketball as an example is a pretty good example here, because there are many times in my basketball career where I needed to get found, or I need to find someone who was looking for somebody, and I need to create my next opportunity. And nobody was calling me, so I had to do things to make people notice that I existed. So just as I told you, this bullshit guy in South Miami who was telling us, hey, I'm going to send the footage of this game to Japan. And again, as soon as he said it, I knew it was bullshit. But these guys believed it because they hadn't done what I had done. I had been to a bunch of exposure camps. I went to a bunch of tryouts. I called a bunch of agents. I had invested time, money, attention, and energy into my career at that point. So I knew the type of things that I needed to do in order to create my next opportunity. These guys who I was teammates with in this one game, they hadn't done any of those things. They were looking for the cheap and easy route to get on. And this guy was taking advantage of their hunger, their thirst, by selling himself as somebody who could help them do something that they hadn't done for themselves. Everybody follow what I'm saying here? The point being, I was consistent. And this is my second point. This is point one, point number two here. I was consistent in my efforts to do things to get myself seen. So I knew that this guy was full of shit because I knew what it took. Whereas these other guys couldn't tell that he was full of shit. They lacked the discernment because they didn't have my experience. You follow? Whatever you have decided is a place that you could possibly be found, you must be active in that space so that if someone does come looking for something that you're offering, you are the something that they will be shown. So in the basketball space, I knew there were coaches and agents and scouts and teams looking for players. And I knew where they looked. And they weren't looking to this bullshit guy from South Miami claiming he was sending footage from the game to Japan. It was complete nonsense. I knew where they looked. I knew what I was going to have to do. I knew what investments I was going to have to make. I knew what places I was going to have to go. And that game that I'm keep referring to, that wasn't it. That was not one of the things I would need to do. If it was that easy, then a lot of people would have been playing professional basketball. So the way that things work these days, the more active you are in a space, the more likely it is that you will be found in that space. And it was like that back in the days as well. It's more crowded now than it was before, simply because everyone has access to internet devices. Many people have grown up using them, so everyone is pretty deft at using this stuff. Whereas back when I was in the early years of my basketball career, actually throughout my whole basketball career, it wasn't as crowded simply because there weren't as many people who understood the process of what to do, how to do it, getting yourself out there online. I was a very early adopter to this stuff. So it's more crowded for you now than it was then. But let's remember that we're still in a performance-based business. The performers are still the performers. You may have to cut through more fat, but it still is a performance-based business. So don't be discouraged by this truth. You can't just do one thing, folks, and hope that that will be enough for you to get seen. I remember I was talking to a woman. I was speaking at an event. This is in Fort Lauderdale several years ago. It's probably 2016, maybe. I knew somebody who knew somebody who asked me to come speak at the Urban League in Broward County, which is, well, Fort Lauderdale is in Broward County, right north of Miami. And Urban League event I spoke at, it was about entrepreneurship. And I remember a woman came up to me. It was either before or after the event. And she was just wanted to ask me some questions about how she could get her stuff out there because she had her own small business she was running out of her home. There were a lot of people running businesses out of their home at this meeting for some reason. I don't know why, but they were. And I was asking her, well, what are you doing to get yourself seen? How could somebody even find you if they wanted to find you right now? And she mentioned to me how she had put out a Facebook post a few months earlier and the post had went viral, but nothing had really come from it since then. And I said, well, have you posted any more stuff to Facebook since then? And she said, no, she hadn't. And this is what happens with a lot of entrepreneurs. I see this with a lot of people, a lot of businesses, period, entrepreneurs, small business owners, entrepreneurs, whatever. I see this happen over and over again. People do one thing one time and they see that they get some kind of result, but then they don't do anything else. And then they wonder why they're not getting any traction. You're not getting any traction because you only did something once. Here's the thing you got to understand when you're on platforms that you don't own, i.e. social media, is that your content is as fresh as the moment that it came out. About an hour or two after that, it doesn't matter anymore. After about a day, it doesn't matter. After a day is over. After one day, whatever material you posted yesterday, it is over. Its shelf life is dead. All right, throw it in the trash. Okay, everybody understand this? That's why you got to post to these platforms. If you're going to use the free platforms, you have to feed the beast. You got to feed the feed over and over and over again. I've told you all that at Work On Your Game Incorporated, right now, as of this recording, we are publishing to social media. I'm talking about each platform. We're publishing to each platform a minimum of 7 times a day right now. And why do we do that? We do that to keep feeding the feed. And some platforms, I'm posting even more than that, but we're not posting to any platform less often than 7 times a day. That's the point that I'm making. Now, why I do that? Well, why we're doing it is because we need to feed the feed. And the more material we put out, the more chances we give ourselves to get found. Now, how we do that is because I have a ton of material. Now, if you don't have as much material as me, you might not be able to post 7 times a day, but there's nothing stopping you from creating material. Platforms are free. What's stopping you from creating it? What's stopping you from writing or recording? I'm waiting just for you to give me an answer. As I continue, I would bet on your chances being a lot higher of you getting found the more active you are than if you are less active, as a general rule. Now, there are exceptions to this, but exceptions prove the rule. They do not debunk the rule. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how to get found, how to be findable. Number three, if you are in the game, play the game. Whatever the game happens to be that you are in, stay active in the game. Understand what your game is and go out there and play it. So you got to know what game you're in. Do you know what game you're in? Do you know what business you are in? Do you know what is expected of the people who are in your particular game? And are you doing those things? If you want to, for example, just yesterday I was recording on someone else's podcast and the guy was telling me that he's about to write a book or he's in the process of writing a book. And he told me he's going to go the traditional publisher route. He has a literary agent. If you're going to go the traditional publisher route, often you need an agent. And I've done traditional publisher route without an agent. That's usually the exception, not the rule, again. And he said he has a literary agent and his agent is shopping his manuscript, which is just the book material before the book is complete, shopping his manuscript around to book publishing companies trying to get him a publishing deal because he wanted to go the major publisher route with this particular book that he wrote. And I'm sharing that. And then we started just exchanging notes about books and publishing. And I told him about a company I just heard of that is investing in authors and basically doing a revenue split with authors with they're offering many of the pieces that a traditional publisher does, but at the same time, not putting authors into contracts where the author doesn't have ownership of their stuff. It's like a hybrid type of publishing model and a new way of doing things in a publishing world. And we were just talking about that for a few minutes after we got done recording on his platform. The whole point being, this guy knows what game he's in. He knows that in order to get a book published by a traditional publisher, usually you got to go through an agent. You got to have your manuscript ready. Agent has to be able to pitch you. And you usually need an agent because the agent's the one who can get their phone calls answered by the people in the publishing world. Whereas if you try to reach them directly, they ain't taking your call because they don't know you. That's how it works. And I've seen it. I've seen this with my own 2 eyes. I've written a lot of books. I work with traditional publishers. I have worked with just going straight to consumer. And these things you need to know if you're going to be in the game. Any game you're in, you got to find out what's happening, how it works, how it doesn't work, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Ignorance is not an excuse. The information is already out there. So you can't call yourself a professional at anything and not know how your specific professional game works. That doesn't make any sense. If you're an amateur, then it makes sense to not know what's happening. But when you're a professional, it is unacceptable for you to not know what's happening. In the pro basketball world, for example, I'll give you another pro basketball example. If you're going to play ball professionally, you're trying to sell yourself, or even if you have an agent who's trying to sell you, number one thing that a team who is considering you wants to see is Anybody who's played pro basketball, you know the answer. Anybody know the answer? Footage. They need to see game footage. They need to see film, or we call it film. They want to see film of you playing as recently as possible. They want to see the most recent game film that you have. Because you might have had 30 in that game 3 years ago, but who knows what happened over the last 3 years. You might have gained 30 pounds. Now, you might have said in your resume, you said you were 6'7", but then when we look at the footage, we see you're really about 6'2". Oh, this happens. This happens in the pro basketball world. So in the sports world, people want to see footage of you playing up against other people. And that's the proof that you can play at that level to show yourself, to prove that you are what you say you are. And again, if your last game film was a long time ago, maybe multiple years ago, then the people who find you, they might decide, well, we can't gauge how good you are because we don't know if you're still as good now as you were in this film. Now, who knows what happened to you over the last 3 years? So again, the point is, you got to prove that you're still good at what you do. And this is why I would do things like go to exposure camps, because it was a way for me to show whoever the decision maker was, hey, I'm good right now today. And you just saw me do it in person. And in the professional speaking world, for example, it works in a similar way. People want to see usually some video of you recently on a stage, or they need to know you or know somebody who knows you that will vouch for you. And that can basically work in the place of the footage. But somehow we need to know. People want to see proof. And the speaking realm is not always as important because, again, if you know people, but in the sports realm is very important because that's the only thing you're going to be doing is getting up there and performing. So let's see you perform. The concept is still the same, though. People want to know what you have done lately, and they want to know that you are active in the game. And to be active in the game, just be active in the game. So if people see you playing the game, then they don't question if you're active. You already answered the question. And you answered the question that you're good. And you answered the question, well, hey, here I am right here. You can talk to me right now. You can answer all three questions at the same time. But you got to be findable in order for this to happen. Recapping today's class, which is how to be findable. It's always great when someone who you weren't even trying to get their attention finds you because they were trying to get your attention and you get an opportunity that you were not even hoping or angling for. So how do you make this happen and hopefully get it to happen more consistently? Number one, position yourself where people are looking. You need to find out where the people who you're trying to entice are looking and make sure that you place yourself there and make it your business to be there. Number two, be consistent in your activity. You want to be somewhere and then you got to be active there so that people can actually find you. I've heard many people tell me how I have some friends, as a matter of fact, who have gotten really into the inner circles of certain businesses and business people because they join those people's communities, like their Discord group or their Facebook group or whatever. And they are just very active in the community, responding to comments and posting stuff and liking people's posts and just engaging with people so often that they start to make themselves known because they're so active in the environment. That's not something that I do, but that's one way that people go and make it happen. Just get active in an environment in which you want to be known and you want to be noticed. It does work. And number three, if you're in the game, play it. You got to know what game you're in. Most important thing, professionals, know what game you are in. If you don't know the rules and the principles of the game that you're in, you got a problem. You need to know what game you're in, and then you got to play the game based on the rules of the game, not the rules that you want to use. Now, you follow these, then you will be findable and opportunity will start finding you, which is always a great day. With that said, text me, see you in my community. My number is down below in the description, and make sure you go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description. You want to work with me directly where I will help you understand what game you're in. I'll help you understand how to get yourself findable, how to make yourself discoverable, how to get seen, heard, and known in your space, and how to start attracting and identifying the ideal people with whom you want to work so that they can find you and you can go find them as well. It's not like you got to sit back and wait for this. You can go make it happen too. I will help you with all of that. This is what we do over here, and I will help you do it. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, link down below in the description. Work on your game. Dre all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.